Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your first big sale for 2019 from Superior Livestock is Bellringer 32, 9th and 10th of January, live from the Embassy Suites Stapleton in Denver, Colorado. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998, SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 Central Time, the actual auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head, 29,500 yearling steers, 16,800 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves, and about 2,500 head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on the specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. You can view the full catalog on the website. And of course, sale day, you can participate in the auction at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's Bellringer 32, live from Denver, Colorado. Remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished a dollar higher on a turnaround here on this Monday. This market started off lower, but then finished up, and then live cattle were up $1.45 in February. That was the strongest contract. It was $123.37. Of $1.45, April was $1.27. June's were only up 87. And so again, most of the strength came on the front end there on the live cattle. The feeder cattle index Friday was 145.60, which is right in line with the January futures contract. This week is typically one of the better weeks as all the sale barns have their first full week following the new year. You know, most of them are closed for a few weeks, and so as they come back here, we had some pretty big runs. I think Joplin had 14,000, Oklahoma City had 11,000. Ish number. So it's pretty big runs here to start the year. There's also ideas that seasonally this is one of the hotter times of the year before you get into spring and all the big wheat pasture runs. Packer margins have trimmed up quite a bit here on beef for $48.25 a head. Pork margins $36.35. Ongoing issues here with the hog problems in China. I think it could become even a bigger issue. Of course, there's over 100 cases since August. There's been reports that the hog producer over there is losing substantial amounts of money. So it could be a good thing for the United States long term.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
The grain markets were relatively quiet today. We had corn down a half cent or so. Wheat was 1 to 3 lower. Beans ended up today about 2 higher. Cotton futures up 35 at 72.87. The big news this week is that China and U.S. are having trade talks today and tomorrow in Beijing. It's kind of ongoing here as we get new information out. There were thought to be at least 3 cargo loads of soybeans sold, 180,000 metric tons to China, but some are saying up to 15 cargoes today. So that could be helpful here. The soybean futures market didn't really reflect a rally like that, but that's going on. Several things going on with wheat. Winter wheat seedings were predicted by Informa, or the company that used to be Informa, as 31.513 million acres. Last year it was 32.5, so a million acres less of winter wheat. And then all cotton production, rather, 15.47 billion bales, or million bales last year. The USDA predicted 18.58, so a little bit of lower wheat seedings and lower cotton production. That could help things out. And this morning we had export inspections. Wheat was 260. It was disappointing there, below the range. Corn was 501, also below the range. And beans were right in the middle of the range. So a little bit bearish for corn and wheat and a little bit bullish for beans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.